Good afternoon, good afternoon, good afternoon. This is your girl Tessa. Obviously, you have tuned in to Just Testing the Vibes podcast. My special host, Naja Lee, is not in the building today, but that's perfectly fine. We're going to hold it down like we always do, solid 10, and keep this thing moving until she walks right back to the microphone. So, this is not an episode, right? This is just a chop it up with me, little gem dropping, you feel me, vibe with me type of thing, all right? Episodes are both hosts, okay? Just for anybody who wasn't catching that drift already. And if you do not know, this is where we talk our shit, but we mind our business, okay? This isn't going to be any long thing, anything like that. I got a little time to drop some gems, chop it up with you, so we're going to do that. If you do not have your notifications on, please do that. If you're not following, please do that. If you are not following the Just Testing the Vibes podcast Instagram page, do that. Like, what are you waiting for? Okay. Now, let me get straight to it. All right. I did a little bit of a gem dropping earlier this morning, just a Tessa thing, where I talked a bit about loyalty, right? And a bit about that, just, I'm not going to go through the whole spiel, but just a bit about that. The way loyalty works, all right, you do not get to say, hey, I'm loyal today. What's today? It's 12/17 February. February been going so fast. Who knows? Okay, February the 17th. All right, so I'm loyal today. Hey. Tomorrow, I'm just going to be probably 20% loyal, you know, and whatever happens, happens. And then the next day, hey, I'm 100% loyal. Hey, come here. Doesn't work like that. I don't know who told you that. I don't know what's happening in the world to make people think that's how it works. I don't care if you have this whole motto for yourself. Loyalty is what loyalty is to me. And let's get to the bottom line. All right. I'm not doing no, what is it to you? What is it to you? What is it to you? Okay. You in the back. What is it? I'm not doing that. Right. Okay. No, we're not. Bottom line, you have to choose loyalty, just like you have to choose the person that you're dating, in a relationship, you're married to, blah, blah, blah. You have to choose them every day. This isn't hey, today, yeah, I'm about 30% loyal. Check again tomorrow. It doesn't go that way, all right? Now, if this was a job, right, you could go to work today, full day, get a full pay. Tomorrow, you may call out. The next day, you may do a half a day. Whatever. This is not a job. You don't put in a resume for this, all right? You don't get a fucking W-2 at the fucking end. It doesn't work that way, right? We all have our crosses to bear. We all have things that we're going to have to answer to when it all goes down, right? When the chips fall. We all going to have to answer to what we got to answer to. Only you know what you're going to have to answer to and what that's going to be. And only I know what I'm going to have to answer to and what that's going to be, and et cetera, et cetera. But when it comes down to it, loyalty is in you. It's not on you. It does not matter if you dated someone and they were disloyal. It doesn't matter if you worked with someone and they lined you up. It doesn't matter if your father was a perfect example of a man of not to trust, you know, whatever the case may be, the list goes on and on. I'm not doing it. You get it. If you don't, you at the wrong podcast. It doesn't matter what you've experienced and interacted with, situation, circumstance, obstacle, heal, battle, trauma, drama, pain in the ass. I mean, et cetera, et cetera. I'm not saying that it doesn't have value of you feeling what you feeling and you know what you know in your experience. I'm not here to validate that. I'm not here to tell you that that's right, that's wrong. What I'm telling you is the bottom line, all right? And as we said, if you're here to mind someone else's business, you're at the wrong podcast. This is where real niggas talk, real niggas shine, real niggas stand. If that's too much for you and it's hard for you to grasp, then you at the wrong podcast once again. And if you're getting upset or bothered or offended by some, once again, you're minding some shit that should not be bothering you, right? Let's take a time. in 2024 and continuing to stop putting ourselves in shit, getting bothered that ain't got shit to do with us. All right. Now, obviously, it's a cliche saying, you know, if the shoe fits, wear it. That's for you. Okay. Because I am the type of person, if it bothers me and it's not something that got something to do with me, keep it pushing. Go on about your fucking business. Whatever you need to do. But one thing I'm not finna do is have a back and forth, do a this, that, and the third. No, it ain't got shit to do with me. Let me go mind the shit that got something to do with me. The shit that I can control. We have to start practicing that actively, okay? As people, right? Go mind your shit. Okay, and I know a lot of y'all got some boring lives out there, got some hectic lives out there. You're trying to seek attention, validation, friendships, relationships, all these things from all these different places and people and ways, and you're just drying up, and you're trying your best, Lord, to not have such a drama, boring, lonely, stressful life. And if that means you can go mind somebody else's business and throw rocks and hide your hands or call the pot calling the kettle black and nobody knows, then that makes you feel full and that makes you feel whole, right? And that's not my cup of tea, right? So if that's your cup of tea, then you need to seek something that's not here, all right? Because it doesn't matter what I say or what we practice, what we preach around here, we can't help you. That's just what it is. We can't help you, baby. Now, back to what I was saying. Just because you've had experiences where people sucked, right? They violated, they offended, they dishonorable, whatever the case may be. That does not mean that you change what's in you. Because when it's in you, it cannot change. Right? Like who you're related to, blood. You can't remove your sister from being your sister. You can stop dealing with her. You can stop actively having a sister relationship with her, but she's still your sister. The blood is what it is. Okay? That's the bottom line for loyalty. Okay? If it's in you, it's in you. There's no changing that. No matter what roadblocks you hit, no matter what bullshit you got from people, you do not move how they move, right? How do you get mad at them for being disloyal, but then you become disloyal because they were disloyal to you? That's backwards as fuck. That didn't even register. Why are you mad? Why even be mad if you like them? You feel me? It doesn't work like that, okay? If you have experienced people violating your trust or breaking the loyalty, et cetera, you remove yourself from them people, okay? And whatever else you choose to do, that's on you. But the first thing you do is you remove yourself. You stop fucking with those types of people, okay? Whatever the reason, whatever the case, you remove yourself from that shit, all right? So that was a bit of the gem that I dropped this morning. I'm not going to continue on that because there's something else I want to tap into as well. But the underline is you adapt, right, to whatever obstacles and circumstances, situations that you experience in life. All right. You don't fold to it. Okay. And one of those things is if you happen to interact with some bullshit that people bring to you, the bullshit, because I'm here for the real shit, not the bullshit, okay? Let's separate those people, okay? I'm not with the bullshit. So if you happen to come across somebody bring you some bullshit, they said they was 100 grand and they not, okay? And they violated that with you. You do not turn into those people. Your loyalty is not supposed to change. Your solidness within self and with how and what you stand on does not supposed to change, okay? What you're supposed to do is peep. And you move accordingly. You do not sit right there and say, oh, so he want to go cheat, she want to go cheat, I'm going to go cheat too. Okay? That is my opinion. That's how I feel. Respect it or not, agree or disagree, that's your business. I don't care. Okay? That's not how that moves. Okay? If that motherfucker's fucked up, let that motherfucker go be fucked up, boo. Okay? If that bitch fucked up, let that bitch go be fucked up, boo. Okay, reap what you sow, the karma, the scales will have to balance at some point, all right? Think you're getting away with it, you never do, okay, etc. There's a lot of ways to outline examples of mistrust or disloyalty or people violating. We're not going to go through the whole fucking list. We will be here forever, But the point is that if it's in you, it does not change. If it's on you, you're going to make a million and one reasons and excuses, not reasons, excuses of why it's changing. And that's just not how that works. You don't get to choose if you want to carry the L today, then the O tomorrow, then the Y the next day, the A the next day, the L the next day, the T the next day, the Y the next day. That's not how that works. Is loyalty loyal every day, or it's not in you? And if you know someone is not being loyal to you, or they're not being 100 grand to you, and you're still continuing to have them in your bubble, have them in your space, have them in your life, talk to them, share with them, do shit with them, then obviously you're okay with disloyal motherfuckers. There is no reason to keep anyone who's violating something that you say is so important and upholding to you, for you to keep them around. There's no reason. Okay. And once again, I talk from my side of the street, my side of the car, my side of bed, that, this, that, and the third. I talk what I know. Okay. Period. Assumptions don't work here. I don't prefer to look like an ass. Okay. Now, to each their own, obviously, because what you eat don't make me shit. So you may have contrary to belief, but that's for you. That's not for me. Now, moving on. I cannot stand, okay, when people begs, pleads, wants someone to choose them, okay? I was watching a show as I was taking care of my morning routine, and if someone doesn't choose you themselves, then remove yourself, okay? We're not gonna go. I'm not blowing up your phone. I'm not hitting up people's line. You don't fuck with me. You don't fuck with me. If it's ever them, go fuck with them. If it's them over me, go. You don't have to worry about you. Go fuck with them. All right? Period. Now, there was something that took place and a part of what I watched of this show. And it made me think that a lot of people live in different realities, right? Now, I know this, but it just be so blatant. It was so blatant in the show that I watched that I was just like, am I not seeing the same thing that they're seeing? Am I not hearing this? I have to do that a lot when I be observing, right? Because I really be like, are they not hearing themselves? Are they not hearing the other person? What am I missing here? So my gem to you guys is, you can be in whatever reality you want, baby. But never get so caught up in the realities you make with the one you actually live and exist and breathe in. Okay, you can create however many realities you want, however many universes and worlds you want, reasons and people and personalities as you want, but never get so caught up in that shit that you totally disregard, forget, put to the back the actual reality of which you live, the circumstances in which you're faced with, the shit that's really going on, the shit that you're really doing, okay? We have a lot of men and women say this, that, and the third. Oh, I don't need this. I don't need that. That. But the things you do are contradictory. So that leads me to believe that you've created another reality in which in that reality, you don't have to do the things you're saying that you don't, that you're not doing. Because if you're contradicting what you're saying, what you're doing, then somewhere you have something fucked up. Okay? Now, to give a bit of an example or some context, if you say, I'm not seeking validation from nobody. I thought this, that, and the third, right? This applies to anybody. I mean, this is a thing to say now. I'm not seeking validation. I need nobody's approval, dot. But you are doing things and moving like you need those things, then that's contradictory. That it doesn't make sense. Okay? If it's one thing to feel good, it's one thing to be living your life. But when you go out of your way to make sure the same people you don't need validation from, you're seeking and putting on so you can get their validation and their acceptance and their approval and their attention, then obviously, baby, you're contradicting yourself. Now, I'm cool with you, whatever reality you want to live in, but we have to stop the bullshit. Okay, we have to be telling our friends, our family, our partners, et cetera, our coworkers, stop with the bullshit. Just stop. Okay, I mean, it's okay that maybe you want life to be better and it's not. Okay, create your reality in your home, in your mind. But when you go outside in the real world, let's not be like everybody else. Now, once again, when certain shit is in you versus on you, there's just some shit that you ain't gonna be able to do. And that's where we have a whole era and a whole bunch of people that are living in some fictitious world with the bullshit. And watching a part of the show, I say, you know what? I just need to say this bit real quick because it ain't making no sense. And I feel like it is more people who are tuning in to creating multiple realities and trying to force feed us to believe that the bullshit they're spewing is reality. No. Just because there are a mass of people that are bullshitting don't mean I'ma be bullshitting. Just because you're feeding people this stupid shit of, well, if they do this, then I'm going to do what they did and I'm going to do it back to them because they did it to me and it's going to hurt them. That I'm not going to be buying that shit. Just because somebody out here mumble rapping or whatever the fuck they're doing with their music and I don't fuck with it and it's not whatever the fuck I deem to be music, doesn't mean that I'm going to go out here and do what the fuck they're doing because the masses are supporting it. Separate yourself from the bullshit. If you can. If the bullshit you have not subscribed to, and I don't subscribe to nothing shitty. Okay? I'm not in the league of bullshit. Okay? I'm in the league of real shit. All right. And as we all know, real niggas don't have a lot of friends. They don't run in all these big circles and crowds and things like that. So certain shit is going to be moved differently. Certain shit is going to be applied differently. It's going to be adapted to differently and understood differently and stood on differently. It's not my job to do that for you. Okay. I can educate you. I can enlighten you. All right, I can drop a gem or two, but my job is to make sure that you don't have me fucked up thinking that I am like y'all. Okay, that's my only job, right? When it comes to this shit, is to make sure that no one has me fucked up thinking that I'm like you, bitch. I ain't like you, bitch, and you ain't like me, bitch. And you may not like me, bitch, but see, that's cool. That's perfectly fine because who gonna check me? So it's do what you do and the next person do what they do. But the first and the bottom line, mind your fucking business. If you are going to have a problem with something, stand on it. If you don't like someone, stand on it. All right. And you don't like them, so address it. Okay, if you don't like something and it's got you ruffled in your feathers, then it seems like you've got a disconnect because there ain't nothing going on in these false perceptions and realities that got me so ruffled and bothered to where I need to insert myself in these people's drama, these people's situations, these people's bullshit. No. We talk our shit, but we mind our business. Okay, that's it. That's all. Now, wrapping all that to a close. Wrapping all that to a close. We back. So, in closing, there was one more thing. we have this misconception and this choice of being blinded and selfish, right? Now, I prefer to be selfless, okay? And I don't want to dig in too much into, it's a difference between choosing to be selfish because people have been selfish to you and choosing to be selfless, right? And I'll go a little bit more. Now, there's nothing wrong with you being selfish for yourself sometimes. You know what? You haven't been able to have a day to yourself, or you haven't been able to, you know, you haven't taken yourself out on a date, or you know, you've been paying all the bills and you've been being responsible. You know what? You just want to go buy you a nice something. You know what I'm saying? Or you're always there for everybody else. And just today, you just want to have a moment to drink some wine, watch some Netflix, and be at ease. You know what? You just, that's all. There's nothing wrong with that, right? Nothing wrong with that at all. In that regard, that's what I mean, right? And communicate that. Now, there's ways to communicate, you know, hey, today I'm just going to be chilling. I'm, you know, hey, ladies, I'm not going out tonight or whatever the case may be. I'm just going to chill and be with my partner. And we're just going to have a good night. Y'all enjoy, be safe. Love you. Right? There's nothing wrong with that. People's problem is they don't know how to communicate. People's problem is they always take it too far. Okay? Selfless is I. You know, I am a lover, man. You know, I love, you know, and I love to do everything under the sun for me and mine, right? And sometimes for people such as I, it's hard to have those moments where you just want to be selfish. You know what, today I'm just gonna chill, right? Or you know what, I'm always doing what I'm supposed to do. Today, I'm kicking my fucking feet up and I'm going to do what I want to do, you know, that type of thing. If you feel different, that's fine, whatever. It's not for that. But everybody has their own way of going about it. But nonetheless, communication is a key in everything you do. Okay. There is nothing that you're doing that does not require communication. Communication verbally, communication through email, through text, physical. I mean, there's all ways to communicate, but you have to communicate. People don't want to use their words at all. And that's just unrealistic. Now, when I say that people have this, they're just these moments where they're just selfish and they feel like they're owed and they feel like, you know what, I deserve this and I'm going to take this. Let me elaborate. When you're with someone, or you are a part of something, you have chose to be a team member, a part of something that is bigger than just you, okay? And if you're, I want you to zone in what I'm saying. If you got lost with the previous, because some people will go over your head, now zone in, because here's the full spiel. You have chosen to be a part of something bigger than just yourself. So a bit of selflessness is going to have to be a part of this. Now, if you're just a selfish person, okay, you're not just taking a mani-pedi day, no, you're just a selfish person, then this is going to elude you completely, okay? But the people that get it, get it. Now, when you've signed up to be a part of a team, doesn't matter if it's work, doesn't matter if it's your relationship, but I'm going to tap onto the relationship aspect, and you know me. Most things that I say apply to all corners, right? But I'm going to do, you know how I feel about the relationship. You know how I feel about the Lord. You know, I'm going to talk my real nigga shit all the time. And the shit I don't fuck around with is the shit that's supposed to be in you, right? And I don't fuck around with people thinking they have the right to fuck with people or fuck over people. I despise it, right? So you've made a choice to be a team member. Okay. And something is happening in your life. Something is happening in the person you chose to be with their life. It doesn't matter if they're getting a big deal. Doesn't matter if they got a new job opportunity. Doesn't matter if they want some money. It doesn't matter, right? We're not going to go through all these lists of things. And the job of the two people or the parties that are involved is to be supportive of each other, to be there for each other, right? To give each other constructive criticism, love, light, support, all the real shit, right? You do not have the right, okay? Take it how you want it. You do not have the right to say, I'm going to be in this team, right? But I'm only going to be an active party when it's my, when it's about me. You don't have the right to say, I'm going to exclude, right? My other party, the team that I've chosen to be a part of, I'm going to exclude them from the decision making, from the output, from what I'm choosing to do. I am totally going to disregard that I even chose to be a part of a team. Because if you do not want to factor in someone else's feelings, someone else's thoughts, someone else's time, someone else's life, L-I-F-E, right? If you do not want to factor that in, stay by yourself. Like I said, I'm over here watching the show. I got it paused right now. I'm over here watching the show. It was just a little, and it ticked me off, right? It just rubbed me the wrong way because a lot of people have fucked up ideology when it comes to relationships, marriages, commitments, friendships. They have this fucked up process, mindset that they think I should be supported in the one at the top of the pyramid all the time. Well, first of all, we're both at the top of the pyramid, right? We both built this pyramid together. But once again, if you don't start your foundation in a togetherness, then there's going to be some fucked up shit that got this pyramid leaning as you go up. It is going to always be unbalanced until you realize that it's unbalanced. So that's why it's always important to make sure your foundation is solid and that it's built right and that you are out the gate keeping that shit 100 grand, right? So a part of this show that I've, this clip I just seen, something is happening in this woman's life. She's married to someone, okay? And this person is incarcerated. Okay. And the person that's incarcerated, she chose to marry him. Okay. Now, if you want to assume what show I'm watching, that's your business. Okay. Most likely you're going to assume wrong, but if that's what you want to assume, that's your business. I'm not elaborating on show on the show's title, nothing like that, because the context is what's important. So she's married to someone incarcerated. She chose and willingly married this individual, right? And if you do not know, you can listen to my first season of Just Tessa. You already know I got bro, I got family, I got this, that, and the third that are in the pen. So this ain't for the weak. So when you choose to marry, oh, you're definitely taking on something completely different, a different animal, right? So she is feeling that she's going to, well, not feeling because she's doing it. She's going to be selfish because she's owed this now. Because she's been supporting him. She's been there for him. She's been this, that, and the third. First and foremost, you deserve to be happy just like he deserves to be happy. He is not more or less than you, and you are not more or less than him. Secondly, just because you want to achieve a certain happiness in your life, whatever you choose to do or the journey you choose to travel, that does not negate the fact that you are married to someone. Him being incarcerated is no factor to me. The moment you choose to lock in with someone, right, free or not, you do not have the right to totally disregard their thoughts, their feelings, their words, and etc. You don't, okay? And that is the misconception, this warped mindset that some of these people out here are having that, you know what? I'm in a relationship. Yeah, yeah. I want all the benefits of a relationship. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, this, that, and the third. But I want to go do my thing. And I'm going to go do my thing regardless of what you think. So in this clip, she is having an opportunity that could elevate a career of hers. She says out of her mouth that she is, if she gets the call, she's going to go do it. She's going to relocate. She's going to do what she got to do. And that's just what it is. No regard to her husband, no regard to his feelings, no regard to the dynamic and how this affect their marriage. Because first and foremost, people always think that the disconnect comes after the person has said, well, I'm not okay with that. Or, you know what? What about this, that, and the third? No, the disconnect comes the moment you sit right there and say, I'm going to go do what I want to do and not even factor in that you have chosen to be a part of a team. That's the thing. Nobody is saying it's your opportunities or your chances and this, that, and the third, and you fulfilling a career or some type of achievement is not important or that should not be ascertained. But you did. You insinuated or assumed that I would not be supportive. So you just totally disregarded me. I don't matter here. And that is a big reason why a lot of people are in one-sided relationships, marriages, partnerships, unions. That's why there's a lot of that going on, because I want to be a part of a relationship, but I want to be selfish. You don't have that right. You have every right under the sun to be by yourself or go fuck with somebody who feels exactly the same way as you. That's the right you have. You do not have the right to be a part of someone's life, someone's time, someone's finances, someone's everything, and say, hey, I'm gonna be a part of all that stuff right there. But right here, I'm just gonna be selfish because this is what I wanna do. And then when you start looking at it from the sight of you're owed or that it's a competition, you've already, and it's already a problem. You're digging the hole deeper and deeper and deeper, and it's not going to end well. You cannot look at your partner, your spouse, your significant as a competition. You can't look at them as a foe. Right? The whole point of a team, people say there's no I in team, right? But people also fail to realize that two individuals came together to make a team, to create a team. So just as much as you perfect your teamship, you should also be perfecting your individuality. Now, that does not mean that you cannot assist your partner in perfecting their individuality. Okay? Me being an individual, it's not a negative to my team, because everything that I am doing as an individual is because I have such a great team. So I want to be such a great team member, and I also want to be such a great person. What's conducive to my better wealth, health, and being? That is my motto. So what we do here, I'm also doing it for us, and I'm doing it for I. But never will I disregard who I'm with. Never will I invalidate their feelings. Never will I make them feel as if I'm more and they're less. And many men and women have this problem. Now, what she should have done is she knows she has a possibility of career advancement. What she does is say, because she's having this conversation with her friends, as she's saying, if they gave me the call, I'm going to do what I got to do. I'm going to move. And he's just going to have to, you know, I feel like I'm owed. I've been here for him through all this and that. Wait a minute. You're going too fast, sweetie. Why are you looking at it like that? Now, if that matters to somebody else, I don't care. All right. I don't see with your eyes. All right. I'm tapped into something completely different to where I'm looking at everything. Okay, and verbiage is very important, right? So what she should have said or should have done as she's talking to her friends, because people think just because they're talking to their friends that, you know what, I can say whatever I want to say, however I want to say it. And that's not going to be viewed any type of way, right? But it does, right? The same way that you're talking to your friends, but you go back to your spouse and you're talking to them differently. Right. So what she said to her friends was, if I get this call, I get this opportunity, I'm going, I'll move. I'm doing it. And I'm just going to do that. And I've been here and I've been supportive and I'm owed that. That's what she said. Now, what she's going to say to him is what? Hey, babe, you know, I got this opportunity. I think it's really great. I've been waiting on it. And I would really like to do this. Two different conversations. To his face, he was included. To his face, and this is not an assumption because I'm watching it. To his face, He's included. He's a part of something, right? She's not asking permission. She's having a conversation with her spouse. So in his mind, she never even thought about disregarding him. She never even made it seem like he was to the back. She never would do such a thing or even imply such a thing. But earlier that day, that's exactly what she did to her friends. When she had the conversation with her friends, she did disregard him. She did not include him, right? And she had a tone about the entire thing in a body language. So I say all this to say this. If you're choosing, because nobody got a gun to your head, all right? Now, if you're part of something that's abusive, if you're in a relationship or a partnership and it's abusive, or even a friendship, and it's abusive and it's manipulative and it's controlling and it's not safe and it's very hurtful and harmful to you mentally, emotionally, physically, then please do reach out to some type of help, some party, someone that you know, and utilize a resource to get that help. All right. No one should be a part of anything that is a hindrance or negative or harming them, or be a part of anyone who was doing that to them. Okay. I do not support anyone being a part of anything abusive in any manner, man or woman. Right. Now, going on what I was saying, for the most part, no one's putting a gun to your head saying, you have to choose me. You have to be my team member. You have to do what I say. No. You chose to say, hey, I'd like to go out on a date. Hey, I like to for us to build a relationship. Hey, you chose to be a part of that. So when you chose to say, okay, there's going to be a us, then from that moment forward, you are not only to represent that, but to actually live to that, move to that, speak to that, practice that. You do not have the right to say to my face, yes, there is a togetherness. But behind my back, you're not representing that togetherness. I don't have the right to say to your face, there's a togetherness. But behind your back, I'm not representing that togetherness. I'm out and about seeking attention, validation. I'm talking crazy out my mouth. And some people will try to label it expressing themselves. That's we not going to fucking play dumb here. We too grown. All right. Way too, just too fucking grown to be acting like we don't know better. So shout out to Jay-Z. Cause when he said, when you see her, that's me. Okay. All that screamed to me was representation. Okay. When you see me, and if you know who I'm locked in with and linked to, I'm representing them as well. And when you see whomever I'm locked in with and I'm linked to, they should be representing me as well. Everything you say, how you move, how you act, how you interact with people speaks not only of your character, but also mine. And that's what people fail to realize. You get in these relationships and these commitmentships and these marriages, and you're getting in with people who wouldn't dare say your name with the respect that it deserves. When they talking to a coworker, or when they're talking to a family member, or when they talking to you, all right? Wouldn't even dare. Now you can sit right there and say, hey, yes, I'm in a relationship. Who I'm in a relationship with is none of your business. But what you don't have the right to do is disregard that you're in a relationship, not acknowledge that you're in one, because that will hurt your chances of potentially getting in something else with somebody else. People do it all the time. And it starts with how you represent yourself. If you're representing yourself as if you walk in this earth alone, no one's out here praying for you, thinking of you, including you, then people are going to think that because they get it from you. So while she's talking to her friends and they're asking her, so how do you think your husband's going to feel? Oh, well, you know, I've been supporting him this entire time. There was the neck roll. There was the eye roll. That's why I said body language. I've been supporting him this whole time. I'm owed that. If they give me the call, I'm going to go. So what you're saying to your friends is that he don't really matter. Even though you're wearing the ring, you're calling him your husband. he don't really matter. Not in the way he should. People always say, they have this way of saying, oh, you're assuming. Oh, you know what? That's not what I mean. That's not what I said. Or you don't know what goes on behind closed doors. Or you don't know what we've been through. Or you don't know. Well, baby girl, I'm not supposed to know. Okay? I ain't supposed to know. That's your fucking business. But when you choose to come outside of your business to share your business with a motherfucker that ain't got nothing to do with your business, friend or not, people be thinking just because they friends that they have a right to their business. Okay, whatever. My friend does not, she don't have no obligation to share her business with me if she don't want to. I don't have no obligation to share my business to her if I don't want to. That's not the terms of our friendship. If we friends, we friends, but I don't have no gun to no friend's head and say, you better tell me what's happening in your life. No, no, I'm here. No, I have a shoulder. No, I have an ear. No, I got you. You want to talk? I'm always here. Something's going on, always available. But you don't have to tell me shit you don't want to tell me. So people, I can't stand on you like, you know what, people just talk and they don't know that. First of all, baby, we only get what you give. So if you're sitting down with your friends and you're talking and you're popping your neck and rolling your eyes as if this nigga you with ain't your husband, but he just some nigga you fucking with, then what are they supposed to get from that? They hear you saying it's your husband, but they see you represent some nigga you just fucking with. I'll wait. Like, play the games with somebody who don't know better. All right? You do whatever you want to do in your life. I look at the full scope of things. And there's a lot of things I see. There's many reasons and many views and set in, et cetera, et cetera. I don't have just one reason. I don't have just one view. And that's because I choose to be aware. I choose to be prepared. I choose to be tapped into self. I choose to know my surroundings, not only myself, also who I'm with, also the people that's in the environment that I know, also the people outside of my bubble that I don't know. No one rents a space in my head or in my life that ain't supposed to be there. And I think more people should start doing the same thing. But first and foremost, if you are signed up to be a part of a team, move as such. But see, a lot of people don't want to be honest that they want the benefits of the us, but they don't want to represent the us. They don't want to pour into the us such as they want the other party to. And I think if more people were honest in that regard, a lot of people would be with the people that they're supposed to be with who are just like them. And that's the thing. People do not want to be with fucked up people. Even the people that are fucked up don't want to be with fucked up people. That's why we have this hurt people, hurt people. That's why we have people in all these relationships, years and years and years, friendships, relationships, whatever the case may be, for long periods of time, and they can't stand it. That's why we have people not being vocal, using their words, not knowing what to do. That's why we have so many different outcomes. So many different problems, just as much as their successes. I acknowledge both of them. But if you start representing not only with how you present yourself, but what you're speaking and how you're speaking, and say it with your fucking chest when you talk to me, okay? I don't do well with the. I'm a big dog. I don't know what the fuck is the other shit. So when you talk to me, you talk to the big dog, and you need to be the big dog yourself as well. Okay? And I say that because people can give it, but they can't receive it. So really, you're only a big dog when you're talking to someone else. But when it's time for you to get that back, you really ain't the big dog. Because now you're whimpering and you're whining and you're crying and you're over in the corner with your doggy eyes, with your head down. No. Talk with your chest to me, I'm going to talk with my chest to you. It's as simple as that. And I can talk with my chest without being disrespectful, but letting you know, don't fuck with me. That's it. Your bark and bite, my bark and bite ain't the same. That's it. So, wrapping this up, you have a right to have a successful relationship. You have a right to have a successful marriage. You have a right to be able to say, hey, there's a great opportunity for us. See, that's that you, when you link with someone, it's no longer me, I. Yes, perfect your individuality. Because this is what people fail to realize. If I go for a career opportunity, I'm in a relationship, I go for a career opportunity. Oh my God, this is an advancement for me in my career. Yes. Right? I worked hard to get to this next level. Okay? So yes, my individual worked hard for this career opportunity. But this advancement applies to me and my partner. That's all that is. I don't know why people make it so complicated. That's all it is. I applied myself to get this career opportunity. But the advancement and the accomplishment and the benefits and rewards of this is going to apply to me and my spouse. Our household. Right? That's how that works. Okay? When my partner's at work and they putting in their work and they doing what they doing and they get these career advancements, you deserve that. You in there busting your ass doing what you're supposed to do. Let's go. Up the skull on them motherfuckers. But when we're doing that as individuals, you know, up on the score, niggas, we not sitting right there thinking, oh, this is going to make me and my house, this is going to make me and my household better. No, it's going to make me and my spouse's household better. That's all. All you doing is paying attention to your verbiage and your representation and your mindset. And I pay attention to shit like that, as I require the person who chooses to be with me to pay attention to shit like that. I support and empower and implore for a person that comes into my life and chooses to be with me to always make sure that I respect you and I represent you and I include you. Do not ever not make sure that I'm not representing you, respecting you, and including you and being loyal to you. Don't let that shit slide. So if I am speaking and I'm using words, phrases, whatever the case may be, that is not in connection of a us, and it should be, hold me accountable. Okay? Now, it's one thing to be having a regular conversation and you say I, and it's, you know, it's just regular conversation. But there's another thing if you're having this conversation and you continue to utilize the I. I don't hear a goddamn us in that at all. Then I need to go ahead and address something with you tactfully. See, a lot of people say they know, but they really don't because they don't practice it. They haven't taken the time to learn and teach themselves and relearn again and unlearn. They just sit right there and they say, you know what? I'm ready to be with someone. I watched a few videos. I had a few bad experiences. You know what I'm saying? I'm really into somebody. I want to be with them. And 9 times out of 10, for most cases, for some people, they're seeing the asset that they want to be with, opposed to making sure that they're an asset to the person they want to be with. Selfish. So then you start having mindsets and actions within that relationship or that bond where you start showing your selfishness. And that I don't sign up for. I don't subscribe to. A selfish person should not be with a selfless person. Because at the end of the day, the selfless person is going to be the person holding the fucking stick. That's why it's also important to pay attention to how people move, how they think, and what they say. And all of that at some point will show in representation, not only to you, but to people who know you and people outside of you. So, if you don't know better, go choose to learn. If you don't want to do better, then stay stuck in your ways. Most of you know that you're fucked up, and most of you know that you do not deserve to be with who you are with because you know you're going to fuck them up anyway. But because you don't want to be with a fucked up person, you'd rather sit right here and hope that you can turn into a better person while fucking up the person that is sent in your life as the better person to improve and help you become that better person. We have to stop allowing this bullshit to occur where people think this is okay. It's not. I don't care if your grandparents were married 50 years. I don't care if your parents been married 20 years, 30 years. I don't care about that. There's a lot of things throughout generations that we have had to learn, unlearn, and relearn. The times have changed. We are evolving every day and some devolving. But that does not change the fact that the fucking earth is still spinning. That time is still ticking. People are still being born and lives are still being lost for whatever reason. It does not change the facts. Fuck your feelings. I don't deal in feelings. I deal in facts here. So if you listen to Just Testing the Vibes podcast and you're coming with feelings, baby, boy, baby, girl, grown woman, grown man, we suggest you don't subscribe. Because you're going to get your feelings hurt fucking around over here, because most likely everything a motherfucker say is going to burn you. It's going to make you feel some type of way instead of you sitting right there saying, damn, she got a point right there. And taking heed and going to go shape your life. Now, once again, to each their own, what I eat don't make you shit. What I drink don't make you piss. The mistakes or the successes I make don't affect your life or brighten it. And vice versa. But I think, I know that there has to be some point in time where we stop conforming. Well, y'all, stop subscribing and conforming to the bullshit. Okay? The people who are subscribing and conforming to that bullshit, you have to stop it. And you have to learn accountability. You have to learn self-assessment, self-worth, truth, not saying perfection. None of us are perfect. But being aware that you got some shit that's very important that you need to work through, and attempting or choosing to drag somebody through some of these important things that you know is self-assessment and work is not okay. Because there are some things that, yes, we're with someone, they can travel this journey with us, you know, hold our hand, give us our pat on the back, help us stand up, right? But there is some shit that ain't supposed to be another person taking along for the ride. Because there's just some shit that is meant for us, because it's some shit we got to deal with. And if we choose to bring somebody into that and do not make them aware that this journey that I'm about to go through is going to be harsh. We don't give them the choice. People take away people's choices, options, voices, and just be silencing them. And there's a lot of people who choose to be silenced. Like I said, watching this clip on this show, it ticked me off. I don't fuck around with people fucking up people's lives. I don't fuck around with people coming in and just disregarding another person's entire life and existence as if their parents gave birth to them so you can come through and run through them. I don't fuck around with that. I don't fuck around with the bullshit. Okay? I feel strongly about that. So when I seen this part and I'm waiting for this individual, for her to say, you know, to correct herself. I'm just sitting here, you know, having my coffee. You know, it's not the coffee that my love makes, but I'm sitting right here watching it. And I'm like, okay, any moment, you know, she's going to get together. You know, she's going to correct herself. Okay. Just give her a moment. I like to give people, you know what, prove me wrong. Okay, so I'm just like, you know what? Okay, she's going, because I'm already seeing what's happening before it happens. But I'm like, you know what? Give her time, T. Give her time. And time goes on. Time goes on. Time goes on. And time keeps going. And now we at 7 minutes and 26 seconds. And that bitch ain't fixed it. Okay? So, and we already talked to the friends. Okay, so she not going to fix. So, all right then. So, I say this to you people, all right? I know I said I wasn't going to make it long, but, you know, it is what it is. Do better, right? Do better. And do better can be in small steps or big steps, right? There is some shit that has an expiration on when you need to achieve that betterness. A lot of people don't want to be honest about that, okay? A lot of people think that you always have time. That is illusion. That is a broken illusion, all right? Keep your ears and eyes open, because I'll be dropping Broken Illusion, okay? Heartfully Sad this year, all right? I do not have a drop date for you guys just yet, but keep your eyes and ears open, because that will be coming to you soon. But it's an illusion to think that you always have time. okay? And there are some things that have an expiration that you are to tackle and be and do better at the conclusion. They have expirations, okay? It's just what it is. And that's why you see people at some point, they'll be like, man, I've been trying, I've been working hard, and I've been doing this, that, and the third. And why is it happening like this? Well, sweetheart, there's just some real, real concrete shit that has fucking time, right? To the world of law and consequences called statute of limitations, all right? This is just real life expiration on shit. And the expiration ain't got to be death. Okay? It don't have to be you gone. It could be as simple as it's just what it is. And it's just going to be a cycle that continues to repeat because at some point you have to fucking get it together. Okay? I mean, people can wake up, wash their ass, and go to work and clock in for the man and work his whole fucking 8, 10, 12-hour shift and do everything under the fucking sun for the man and for the company, but they will not take the time needed to sit right there and make sure that they improve and better of the shit that they supposed to. They will give you every excuse, yes, as an excuse, every excuse under the sun on why this, that, and the third. Some things are forever journeys, forever self-improvements in work. Yes. Some things, if you are making the attempt every day and trying every day, it will at some point get brighter and brighter. But there is some fundamental hardcore shit that has aspirations. The essentials. Ain't got nothing to do with what weave you wearing, how long your lashes is, if they mink, if they fluffy, if they plain. Have nothing to do with what you're wearing, what kind of nail length you got, what size you is, what clothes you wearing, if you're wearing Gucci, Chanel, Prada, what kind of car you drive, if your woman look like this, if your man look like that. It ain't got nothing to do with that. And that's why people think they have all this time. Oh man, I've already achieved it. I'm going to be good. I got all this money. I look like this. I drive this. I'm going to be good. And then they realize that their karma scales are unbalanced. Their life scales is unbalanced. Like Monique said, all right, shout out to Club Shay Shay. Got all this money, but you're bankrupt. Your character is bankrupt. Y'all keep undermining what character is all you want to, and you're going to find out that shit's going to keep repeating itself for you, and it ain't going to always be good. Not choosing to learn and heed the shit that you have experienced in life or endured will continue to repeat itself. History will repeat itself at some point in time. We'll like to talk about our successes and our accomplishments over and over and over. Oh yeah, back then, you know, shit, 2019, you know what, I did this, that, and the third, blah, 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 2005, I was this, that, and the third, 2022, I dot, dot, dot. Still talking about all those successes and accomplishments to 2024. Still getting your accolades and your claps and your pats on the back. But won't mention in 2022, 2023, 2019, 2005, the shit that you did wrong. The shit that you need to learn from, that you still in 2024 learning. Won't mention that at all. Do better. Grab a hold of that fucking seatbelt. Buckle the fuck in. Put both hands on that motherfucking wheel and drive the fucking car better. And if you're not driving on your journey, put on your fucking shoes, lace up your fucking shoes, and walk. Fucking walk that journey better. Peep all the obstacles left, right, and ahead and behind. Okay? Don't be afraid. Be prepared. Don't be caught lacking. Be aware. That's my motto. That's our motto here. Okay? And we're going to continue to talk our shit and mind our business. And I say the same to you guys. If you have anything you would like for I and Nosh to talk about on the show, please do. send it to the Just Testing the Vibes Instagram page, DM, and we will make sure we get to you guys. Obviously, if it's gossiping or anything like that, it's going to be ignored. Goodbye on that. But yes, we're here for the real. And our job is to make sure you know what the real is all the time. Not sometime. Thank you for tuning in to Vibing with T. And you guys enjoy your Saturday. Mind your business. Welcome.